Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
While everyone else watches Punxsutawney Phil up north, we can watch Big Al at Gator Country in Beaumont. The 93-year-old gator last ate in November before entering brumation. For cold-blooded reptiles, that's a similar state to hibernation. At noon Sunday, Gator Country staff will offer Big Al a nice, juicy steak. If Al takes a bite, it indicates early spring. If he turns down the treat, we're in for 6 more weeks of winter. And science backs this up. Alligators have to get their internal temperatures to around 80 degrees in order to digest food, and they rely on outdoor temperatures in order to warm up. Gator Country co-owner Arlie Hammonds says if Big Al puts that steak in his mouth to eat it, he knows that it'll be warm enough outside for him to digest it. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Yates, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hey, we like to keep you updated, and if you want more episodes like this, breaking news and weather alerts, follow KRLD in the Odyssey app. To follow, download the Odyssey app, search KRLD, and tap follow in the upper right-hand corner.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, we've been talking about it all week. Heavy rain is here.
Yeah, and we've already seen some of it this morning.
Yeah, I caught some raindrops on my windshield this morning driving into work. But later today and through the night, a lot more is on the way. Here's Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff. Danny, how much is going to fall?
Well, today through dinner time, about a quarter of an inch in areas, lighter totals elsewhere. We've got some showers on radar right now. South of Interstate 20 now working its way into southern Parker, Dallas, and Tarrant counties, and just off and on showers from Hillsboro all the way up to Waxahachie on 35E and Hillsboro to south sides of Fort Worth on 35W. Also 377 from Granbury to about Benbrook, you'll get wet. And we got heavy rain coming, though, late tonight while you're sleeping. Should be out of the area by daybreak or shortly after, east of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But yeah, 2 to 3 inches of rain could fall easily. Severity will be low, but something we will be monitoring here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And with all this rain on the way, Governor Greg Abbott has actually called for extra resources to be on standby. Flash flooding becomes a concern, especially across eastern Texas. The National Weather Service says today and tomorrow, heavy rainfall across north, central, and eastern regions could lead to flood risks. Hail and damaging winds, not out of the question, as Dan mentioned. And the extra resources just preparing in addition to ones already called for last week. Swift water rescue boats are standing by to assist with flood rescues if they need them.
With rain and storms in the forecast for the next 24 hours, make sure you're checking back several times throughout the day today. We got you covered. News Radio 1080 KRLD will activate our KRLD Storm Center team coverage if any of those storms turn severe. You see storms on the horizon, there's a good chance we're talking about it right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. Standing room only at last night's public safety community meeting in Dallas, where the recent murder of a security guard has shocked those who live and work downtown.
Meeting at the Adolphus Hotel, Dallas Police Interim Chief Michael Igo heard the heartfelt pleas from the people.
Let's have police in those areas to move out the crime and straighten this place up and occupy it.
Igo told the gathering violent crime did, in fact, rise downtown last year. One high-profile attack caught on security cams showed a woman being violently attacked from behind while simply waiting to cross the street. Igo said the department began a nighttime downtown crime task force in November that increased patrols in places seeing the most crime. And since then, he says violent crime has flattened and property crimes are down 23%. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A North Texas school district shuts down temporarily. It's all because of the flu.
Schools in the Godley ISD reported attendance rates between 70 and 80% on Tuesday, and the district says so many staffers also had the flu that it was making it difficult for them to safely and effectively cover their classes. They've canceled all classes for the rest of this week. They're urging employees and kids to stay home and recover so they can be ready when classes resume on Monday, February 3rd. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A member of the Dallas City Council says she plans to fight a ruling that she's not eligible to run for another term. Carolyn King Arnold served on the council from 2015 to 2017. She was elected again in 2019. That means she's been on the council for 8 years.
For sure, I know when I was elected in 2019, we came in with the understanding that we were eligible, not entitled, but eligible to run for 4 2-year terms.
Now, council members used to be limited to 8 consecutive years on the council so they could serve again if they took a 2-year break. But a new term limits measure passed by voters in November limits all council members to a total of 4 terms of 2 years each. The city secretary says Arnold has already served 8 years, so she's not eligible to run again.
Well, court documents are painting a new picture of how the chase of a murder suspect turned into a fatal accident than a shooting.
29-year-old Gabriel Serna of Mesquite was wanted for a drug-related murder when he and his girlfriend were spotted by an undercover DEA agent. He called police. They moved in to make an arrest. But when the girlfriend pulled over on I-35, an affidavit says Serna booted her out of her own Jeep onto the expressway. Then he took off. 2 miles later, the affidavit says Serna slammed into a car driven by 73-year-old Robert Welch, killing the Red Oak man. It goes on to say Serna got out and began waving a gun. He was shot when he refused to drop the weapon. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, it's a topic that always comes up in conversation around this time of the year. Should the day after the Super Bowl be considered a national holiday?
Yep.
Latest survey finds that more than half of Americans say that it should. Some 40% say that Monday after the game is one of their most despised days of the year. They also predict it won't be very productive anyway on February 10th because people are going to be hungover or tired or late or whatever it is.
They should just call it National Hangover Day.
Yeah.
Just call it what it is.
Yeah.
National Just Had a Food Baby Day.
You know, or... or...
Food Coma
Day. Postpartum Food Baby.
Or... The NFL could move the game off of Sunday and put it on Saturday.
Yeah. Yes, that makes more sense.
Gear up for the big game with Sunnyland Furniture. Picture yourself grilling your favorite football snacks on a big green egg. Yeah, enter now for a chance to win a $500 Market Street gift card to perfect your party setup. Simple. Visit KRLD.com, head to the contest page, enter this morning's keyword. It is party, P-A-R-T-Y. Don't wait. Do it now. And tune in between 6 and 10 weekdays through next Monday for more chances to win. Head to KRLD.com.
Enter the... Why?
Because I gotta!
Enter that keyword.
We are the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Hi, good morning, guys. I tell you, this is going to be an interesting... I just can't wait to see what the day brings. It has been an eventful week already. We started off with hide and seek and the... concerned about all of the technology stocks, and they just got crushed. But coming into today, I mean, just in the last 2 days, the Dow's net up 1%, while the Nasdaq's down 1%, the S&P's down 0.5%. Today, well, I think today's focus is on 1 o'clock this afternoon. That's when we have the news conference from the, well, we have the announcement from the Federal Reserve that at 1:30. We have the news conference from Jay Powell, the chairman of the Fed. He's not expected to cut interest rates. In fact, I think the futures see a cut coming maybe in June and maybe another one in December, that far out. But what we will get is some commentary about the marketplace. We know he's going to be asked probably repeatedly about the impact of tariffs should they come and what it would do to inflation. And he will probably respond that we will have to wait and see, which will frustrate the News Corps. But I don't know. We'll see. Right now, it looks like a little light selling across the board. Well, I say that. Now the NASDAQ looks up 3 points, which is a turnaround. But the S&P looks down 14. The Dow down 58. We've got a few earnings reports out. Probably the big one, and especially especially around here, I think it's just astounding, is Brinker International, the parent of Chili's. You talk about a turnaround story. That stock is, over the last 52 weeks, is up 280%. This year alone, it's up 17%. And today alone, it's going to be up another 15%. Chili's earnings just blew everybody away. Same-store sales up 27.4%. They've been using the argument that, you know, for the same price of what you pay for a drive-through window hamburger or shake or fries or whatever, you can sit down, we'll serve you the same thing, we'll wait on you, and you can have a better experience. And by golly, it's working, and those sales are just taking off. We also have another merger out there. Stop me if this one sounds familiar, but Frontier Airlines is again proposed merging with Spirit Airlines. You remember, they wanted
back
to buy them. Yeah, exactly. And they wanted to buy them. Then along came JetBlue, which said, no, we're going to buy them. Then the courts rejected that. And then Spirit filed for Chapter 11. We're going to try it again. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A horrifying discovery at a home in the Colony. Police and animal services find almost two dozen animals dead, and they rescue 88 other animals, including dogs, cats, reptiles, and mice. They called the conditions at the home near Alta Oaks and Branch Hollow Drive concerning. No arrests have been made, but authorities have identified the homeowner and plan to conduct more interviews.
The president could soon sign an executive order today, prioritizing federal funding for school choice programs.
The executive order directs Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth to submit a plan for how military families can use Defense Department funds to send their kids to a school of their choosing. The executive order also tells the Department of Health and Human Services to determine how states might use block grants to support private and faith-based schools. Catherine Watson, CBS News, Washington.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.